Now, it's time for a little R&R.
Ball into the bucket, lays it up and in.
Ball game, Rizzo!
Live in the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
This team is going to be tough when they finally get it together.
Sit back and relax. Let Russo and Rizzo take you home.
Oh, mercy!
Light him up, Colin!
5 p.m. hour of Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3, presented by Goo Greek Moving and Storage. You get Colin Russo, Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez filling in for Christian Cat tonight. You get Inter Miami. You got the playoffs tonight. What time is that, at 8 o'clock?
It's supposed to be an 8:25 kickoff.
Supposed to be.
Yeah, I don't think they're kicking off till 9.
Because they're doing messy,
I'm like, Damian, from my understanding, by the way, as Colin said, Damian Perez behind the glass, he does 760 AM Deportes Radio. You could hear my good guy, Dame. Once again, we want Spanish speakers on Deportes, English speakers on 106.3. Dame, you probably have a better grasp of what's going on pregame than I do. I think they're honoring Messi at some point.
Yeah, so there's a ceremony that's starting at 8 p.m., and that is awarding him the Golden Boot, which is the top scorer of the league, and the official kickoff time is 8:25.
Will they hit that?
We shall see, but if I had to bet, no.
Wow.
I think more 8:30.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so close.
Yeah.
My thing's going to be an hour late.
I think the Messi thing might take a little longer from my experience, but I thought it was, to Dame's credit, I thought it was 8:25 you start it and then work your way after that. If they're starting right at 8, then yeah, it probably should be 8:30.
It should be, theoretically,
8:30.
Latest.
Well, but I can't wait for tonight. I mean, realistically, Inter Miami home game, it's best 2 out of 3. So it's like the wild card series in the MLB playoffs, the best way I could put it. You win 2 and you're good. Hopefully, Inter wins tonight and then just goes to Nashville and ends it. Colin, this is the same team that Inter Miami beat 5-2 in the last game of the regular season where Lionel Messi had a hat trick. So
that's bad mojo, though, playing him twice.
See, I've never been that person. I've never been the hard to beat a team twice. I've never really been that guy. Unless it's Michigan for obvious reasons. But I've never really been the whole it's hard to beat a team twice.
All right. I just think there's bad mojo attached. That's just me. I don't know. I'm not
Dame, how do you feel tonight? I mean, I feel tremendously confident. Messi getting the Golden Boot. Everyone's healthy outside of Alan Abando and Davi Luiz.
The game being at home is a big advantage for Inter Miami. The last game that Nashville Inter Miami played was in Nashville. Inter Miami won that 5-2. Now this game's at home. That should be a big advantage for Inter Miami.
No, hang on. Damian just saw a car crash. Did you just see a car crash?
Dude, I was trying to not like. I was trying
Dude,
to.
Dude, anytime you see, I want you to talk about the car crash. So
there
that
was
car,
a what? A car
right
crash
here,
out
this,
front.
This guy coming out
looked like he was trying to parallel park.
Dude, and he smashed
did
into
not
the back
see the
of
car
it.
Behind.
Smashed
this blue car right outside the studio.
I see the guy.
Is
you
he
see
in
the bigger gentleman?
Was he in the blue car?
No.
He was
in
the red
one.
Car.
Where's the red car? I'm blocking.
You're blocked out. You're blocked. But to take my word for it, there's a Volkswagen, a red Volkswagen. That guy slammed into that blue car. To the point where and he's not even going to do anything. He goes, yeah, it's fine. That blue car, Damien, I guarantee you that blue car's
did
got some damage.
Did we just see a hit and run outside the station?
Not only did we see a hit and run, he's going to leave his car parked there, and the blue car, once he gets back, is never going to know he got hit in the front.
Wow.
Should we say something when that owner comes back to the car?
Don't be a hero.
You're right. Take the cape off,
Take the
Mike.
Cape off.
Take the cape off.
I don't think he's leaving.
Hang on. I've been watching too much Bond. I've been watching way too much James Bond. He moved the car up now, too. Yeah, he moved the car up now.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it was a big hit. I'm surprised by that. Yeah, okay, interesting. And you both saw it.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
The Boca Raton Bowl is coming back for its 12th year this year, 2025 Boca Raton Bowl. December 23rd, Tuesday, 2 p.m. over at Flagler Credit Union Stadium down in Boca. The game's going to air on ESPN. It's going to have two of the biggest and best teams from the Group of Five that are going to battle it out for their chance at the title. More information can be found at BocaRatonBowl.com. Follow along on Twitter at Boca Bowl and Facebook.com/Boca Bowl for more updates as we inch closer to the 2025 Boca Raton Bowl.
We got everybody in the office now outside looking. There's a delay. Yeah, it's the red Volkswagen. It's that guy. And listen, he's... He's circling around.
Well, you can't
around.
Cry
People
wolf.
Are watching.
You can't cry
people,
wolf.
People saw it. They're now walking away. This guy's going to get away with it. He's going to get away with it. Are we all right with that?
You should.
We're good with that? We're good with him getting away with that?
Mike, get out there and say something. Turn off your mic and get out there and say something.
I kind of want to, but I'm not going to do it.
You should do it.
No, you told me not to do it. What changed?
You got to live with that, Mike.
I changed my mind. Mike, there's a guy who hit and run who's going to take this poor soul who has this blue car out front of the studio at the City Place, and he's going to take him for a ride, and he's not going to do anything about it.
Dame, he's still out there.
I don't think he's taking off. I think he's going to take accountability.
He's assessing it. Let's give him a chance. Are you all right with him giving? I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt here. Maybe he leaves a note on the, hey, like, accidentally ran India. Here's my number. You know.
If you get the sense that he is bailing, you get out there and you say something.
The only reason I'm trying to put the cape on.
You get out there and you say something.
Hear me out on this, Kyle. The only reason I'm trying to put the cape on, my poor mother works at some, you know, and honestly, it's not, I was about to say some godforsaken restaurant, but she works at a restaurant where her car multiple times has been hit and people just go, and then, you know, she's got to deal with a dent. So, like, that's kind of why I'm the way I am, is because people, you know, if you hit someone's car, like, you should be leaving a note at least, like, hey, here's my number. We'll figure it out with the insurance. Like, but I cannot tell. Can you tell from your angle if that blue car has some damage to it?
No, because the nose of the car is just far enough to where I can't see the front of it. But it was a pretty significant hit.
During the break, you go check it out and you go assess the damage. And if that guy is doing something, you citizens arrest him until the police get there. All right? You have my permission. You citizens arrest that gentleman out at the front of the City Place for hitting that car until and only until the police show up.
Would you go to a Jonas Brothers concert?
No.
I wouldn't either. But we got teammates here at ESPN.
All so they're jazzed up for a Jonas Brothers concert.
I it's that generation. Let's just put it this way.
That's your generation.
No, it's not. They're not millennials. They're Gen Z, I thought. Regardless,
your age.
My sister, who is 4 years younger than me, she grew up loving the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, that's...
And like, I have no problem with them going to that concert. I personally...
Why would you have a problem with it?
I personally wouldn't go. It'd be one of those moments where it's like, you know, if you got the invite...
I don't have a problem with them. I mean, I don't think they needed your...
I'm just saying, that's why I'm asking you, would you go? It's at Amerant Bank Arena. Apparently, there's supposed to be some really cool...
I drove to Amerant Bank Arena yesterday, and it took me about 7 hours to get there. And so I don't need to drive back there anytime soon. I drove there for the Panther-Penguin game.
But
we started at 7, and I left at 6, and I didn't get there till 7:50.
He's leaving out a key component, and I actually am with him on this team. I don't believe in turnpikes. I don't believe in
the Florida Turnpike.
I don't believe in paying for a turnpike in general. Now, the drive from Peoria that I used to make to Cleveland, I would get a ticket, and I'd be able to pay for that ticket right when I got off the highway. This whole, let's run your license plate and keep it in the system, I can't stand that, mate. They did the same thing in Chicago. Couldn't stand it. I was going online to Illinois.gov to pay off
some
guy.
Yeah, it's annoying. I agree with that.
It is ridiculous.
It is annoying. But everyone goes, why don't you pay tolls? I don't pay tolls.
Why don't you get a sun pass?
I don't get tolls. Excuse me. If I get a toll, I'll pay it. But I don't like driving and having to pay for it, too. You have to do it sometimes where you drive, or interstate, you never know. But if I could get down to the Florida Panthers one of two ways, and one of them is free and tollless, and one of them is not, I am going the free route. And I got stuck in the most godforsaken traffic I think I've ever been stuck on, right between Boca and Fort Lauderdale, where I just got absolutely burned left and right on 95 going south. The expressway was, you could pick up food off of that expressway. There was nothing going on there, and it was no problem. That's how nice it was, and the other side was Armageddon. And I didn't get to the station, to the stadium or to the arena until 7:50. It was the end of the first period. And I show up, I was looking for my credential, and the guy goes, the guy who has the credentials went home. I'm like, what do you mean went home? Well, he doesn't have my credential. Well, what's going to happen now? And they're like, well, we're not letting you in unless you get this credential. I'm like, well, you just told me the guy who has my credential is no longer there.
He's on his couch.
And he goes, it might be inside somewhere. I'm like, can you go check? He's like, no. He goes, you guys got to go find somebody who checks. I'm like, all right. So I eventually got my, it took a little bit, but I did get my
credential. You told me to take the cape off. You were dealing with a guy who had a cape on who, you know.
Hey, it was his job. He couldn't let me in. And he apologized on his way out. He's like, no problem.
I see.
We're actually on good terms. And I saw Panther lost 5-3. And then Bill Cito joined. So it's no problem.
But you also had a good dinner.
They had quesadillas, and I just...
You had 15 of them?
Yeah. 14 or 15, give or take. If I'm going there, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait in an hour, 50 minutes of traffic. I'm going to eat.
Hang on. Dame, I'm texting Colin about Bond. And he sends me a picture of just like 6 stack quesadillas. He goes, 15. No shame.
Not a problem.
Now,
people start to look at you funny at press boxes when you go back with the third plate. But I'm sitting there thinking, I don't care.
So we did this at...
I don't care.
So the college football playoff at the Orange Bowl, we were in Uncle P's seats, but we made the pro move of using our credential and eating free food at halftime. And Colin and I, what did we eat? 7 pretzels?
We must have left like with 30 seconds to go in the half. We got up there. There was no points. We didn't miss anything. We got up there. We got in and out basically between kickoffs.
And I think between the two of us, maybe 8 pretzels for each.
It was as good as it gets. In terms of timing, it was as good as it gets. And whenever the TGL starts, you know, up there in Palm Beach Gardens, Mike and I take that food for a ride.
Down to the science.
We take it for a ride with the event staff. And it's not even with the media. It's with the event staff, people that put on the event. And Mike and I will eat there around 2 o'clock because we usually do the shows live from TGL, which is like, you know, a couple hours before it starts. And we had some good meals. They feed you well.
Very much so. Great meals. And the best part about that is we walk in there, we'll eat like 2.5, 3 plates of, we won't say a word to each other. We'll just eat, get up, look at each other and go,
talk about.
We'll go, pretty good. Kyle will go, yeah. And then we'll walk back to our spot.
Nothing to talk about.
We're there to eat. Like, and listen. This, like, when you're out on dates, this doesn't apply, but, like, dude, don't talk to me. Like, we're eating. No need to talk to me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm eating. Don't talk to me.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Like,
I agree.
Like, if, you know.
I want to socialize, I'll let you know.
Right. And if I'm on a date, you know, that's why you go salad or soup or something easy, you know? But, you know, Colin and I mean, geez, we're eating competitively at that place, okay? For God's sakes. We're trying to make sure we don't eat for about 25 hours. You know, Colin and I are the type of kids who will eat, and we won't eat for about, you know, we'll do the fasting. So, like, that's why I like that. I wouldn't eat for, like, a day and a half after that because I had 3 plates of food. Don't talk to me. I'm not trying to talk right now.
It was a good, yeah, I agree. And we're both on the same wavelength. We're good about that.
We are. Eating, we know.
Listen, there's a time to chat, and that's good.
And I feel like that comes when you work with someone. So we know each other's nuances. Like, bro, you know, we're good. We understand everything. But the best part is, like, I think we think the credential gets us in there. I'm pretty sure it doesn't. Like, I'm pretty sure we're not
allowed. We walk in there like we're supposed to get a plate of food, and nobody's going to stop you from getting a plate of food. You can walk in. You can go anywhere. You can go anywhere if you act like you belong.
Go anywhere. I just, I'm cracking up at a plate of food. We definitely.
Couple.
And maybe some pretzels and a couple of waters.
From the event staff did not eat that
Dude,
night.
Dude, we clean that place up. We owe them money for how much we hated that place.
TGL, truly. They feed you well at TGL. There's no doubt. Mike's going to go citizens arrest this gentleman outside the city place.
No, I think he left.
Hitting and running this blue car out front of the studio. Mike saw it live with his own eyes. Looking forward to that citizens arrest. That's coming up on the other side, alongside the 5 and 5 on Russo and Rizzo, ESPN 106.3.
That guy's car got hit, and he's never going to know about it. He's never going to know about it. For point one.
Warn him when he comes out and gets in the car.
No, I don't need to do that. There's no need to do that. The guy won't even know.
All right, it's for the good of the community.
Now, if he turns on his car and a light doesn't work, then we got something to talk about. All right. Maybe I haven't gone. Hey, brother, turn your lights on. You could do
a wellness check.
Brother, get in.
When
get
he gets
in,
out there, do a wellness check.
Do me a favor. Get in the car and just turn on those front lights for me. Because if they don't work, it's that license plate right there.
Well, don't say that because then you're going to put him on edge. Don't say that.
But if his lights don't work.
Hey, buddy, come out. You got to give your car a quick turn on. I want to check something. Who are you? I'm trying to check. And then all good. You're good.
I'll give him some, you know, context clues. I'll fill him in on it. But
you should have citizens arrested the guy while he was there.
But there's no need for that. There's no damage.
That's where you screwed up.
If there was damage.
That's where you screwed up.
If there was damage.
You should have apprehended the suspect.
If there was damage, I would have been like, yeah, I screwed up. But there's no damage out there. The guy did his due diligence. He looked for about 5 minutes and he walked away for point one. Now, should he be behind the wheel of a car? We could have a conversation.
I think you, next time that happens, you need to apprehend the suspect.
I don't know. To be honest,
wait till the police come so they could take him to jail.
How did he hit it? I didn't look in my rearview mirrors. I'm backing my car up.
Every car nowadays has a rearview camera, too. Very bizarre. Let's bounce around. Let's do a little 5-5 presented by Flagler Credit Union.
Five topics.
High five.
5 o'clock.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Let's get out of here.
Endless takes.
You can't handle the truth.
All gas, no brakes.
And it's shaking, bake time.
It's time for the 5 at 5.
Hold on to your butts.
Presented by Flagler Credit Union, proud supporter of FAU Athletics. Number one.
Let's start with the professional football field, the NFL. A.J. Brown ruled out with a hamstring before the Giants. Last week, you finally saw A.J. Brown get back on track as far as his numbers. The Eagles still having a great year sitting at 5-2. But A.J. Brown, numerous times this season and seasons past, has maybe, you know, not been the best when it comes about him not getting the ball in these games. So Brown had a really good game, over 100 yards and a tutty. Colin, with A.J. Brown being out in this game, does that change your opinion at all for the Eagles as they take on the Giants for the second time in 3 weeks?
I have a really hard time seeing the Giants, and Mike said he doesn't like hard to beat a team twice. I am on that camp. I think it is going to be hard to beat that team twice. They did it about 10 days ago. Can they do it really again? And I know they're down to A.J. Brown. That does change a little things here and there. And I'm curious on the process of that Philadelphia offense. Are they going to run early? Are they going to try to pass early? How often is involved is Devonta Smith going to be? There's a lot of questions about that Philly offense and, more importantly, how they're going to play against the Giants, but I have a hard time seeing the Giants win. So I guess to answer your question, no, I do not think my opinion in this game mostly changed.
I'm with you. I think the Eagles win. I think they're looking for that revenge. I'll say this, though, about the passing game. You saw the passing game get back on track. That was A.J. Brown. You know, I know Smith had a good game. Everyone had a good game. But Jalen Hurts not having his best target available, I think there is something there, especially with how bad they've ran the ball this year. I think if the Eagles want to go deep in the playoffs again, they are going to have to figure out how to run the football again with one of the best running backs in the NFL. I actually do think this affects the offense more than maybe than you, but I still think that they win the football game. Let's go to number two.
Number two.
Now, let's stay within that matchup and the New York Giants, because according to ESPN News Services, the New York Giants coach Brian Daboll and running back Cam Scadaboo have all been fined stemming from violations of the concussion protocol. Hear me out on this. So, surrounding an evaluation of rookie quarterback Jackson Dart during their week six game, the Giants were assessed a $200,000 fine for violating the protocol. And during the game against the Eagles, Dart grabbed at his head on the ground after taking a hit on a third quarter sack. After that, Dart was taken to the Blue medical tent to be evaluated for a concussion. Daboll approached the tent, poked his head in. Scadaboo also went in the tent as well. So with them going in the tent and quote-unquote going against the protocol, Kyle, we know that they were trying to get him back out onto the field. I actually don't mind this, but my question to you is story number two. Do you think Dart should have been properly allowed to be able to go through the protocol and not kind of ripped out of there by Daboll and Scadaboo?
Well, what the NFL is trying to do is they're not trying to allow any sort of copycatting here. They don't want other teams to get the idea that they're allowed to go into the blue tent. So that's why they punish them here. You know, they could both afford it. And it's one of those things where it might have not been a huge deal, but you never know when it might come up again. They wanted to keep the guys away from the tent. Don't pressure doctors. The doctor's supposed to operate completely third party from the rest of the team. You should not be near it. If he's cleared, he's cleared. If he's not, he's not. I understand why they did it. I don't know if it was as big of a deal as they're making it out to be.
Number three.
Staying in the National Football League, the Falcons quarterback Michael Penix is questionable, which means Kirk Cousins could be getting the call against our Miami Dolphins coming up this weekend. Colin, could Kirk Cousins maybe win back his job after getting paid $80 million to go there two off seasons ago?
I would say no.
And that's obviously if Penix is unavailable. But
if Cousins is going to play, I don't know. But I they're in a tricky spot. When you have two quarterbacks, you have none. And that's what the Falcons are at right now, because they got all this money tied up to it. They got us figured. Listen, Penix has not even played a full season. Can we give the guy a second? I'm not a huge fan of him in terms of how he plays. They're too inconsistent. He is too inconsistent. But it's a little too early to make that.
You want to know what speaks volumes to me is the fact that Cousins isn't on another team by now. What does that tell you? Teams don't rate him anymore.
It's an expensive contract. They'd probably have to pay quite a bit, a premium, to go get him. I agree with you. It's telling about how other teams do not have interest. I mean, so you think about it. The Bengals didn't go trade for him.
Right.
You don't think Kirk Cousins would succeed with Jamar Chase sitting there at quarterback? Now they have all that money tied up that makes it difficult. Flacco's a lot cheaper, but it never even came up. You never even heard about it.
No.
So I don't know what Cousins' future looks like. I don't know if he's going to take the route of the Andy Daltons of the world and is just going to just be a backup and make his money and move on, but he's probably he's probably starter caliber if I really had to guess.
Now, Kyle, I mentioned you, we're all, you, myself, and our usual producer, Christian Cat, we're all in Survivors. This was the last piece I needed to convince the boys to take the Patriots this weekend.
Yeah.
So we're going to go with the Patriots. What team did you go
with? Anti-Brown. I have not made my pick yet. I'm on a couple different teams. I already took the Patriots. And so looking around, I don't like taking Cincinnati there. I don't like taking the Bills on the road. I mean, I could take a look at the Falcons. I'm eyeing it. But again, that is
what
not
are you
necessarily.
Leaning? That's best guess right now. What are you leaning? Probably the Falcons.
Philadelphia.
You're going to burn. Okay.
I think I'm that confident. I am.
Over the
might.
Giants.
I might. I mean, this is the time of the year where you just take a swing.
Right.
So I'm not sure how to handle it.
The Eagles are one of our teams during the holiday matchups. I mentioned to the Survivor that I'm in. We got to take Thanksgiving games and Christmas games as if they were a week. We're going to go with the Patriots fading the Browns.
Number four.
All right. Let's head to the college side. Did you see this? SEC suspends the referee, the head referee of the Georgia and Auburn game.
That's right.
And coming out and saying that I was correct, that it was not a fumble by Jackson Arnold, and Kirby Smart did indeed call a timeout. This is a disgrace. This is an absolute disgrace. Where are you at with this?
The guy was going to retire at the end of the year, too. The head referee, the crew chief of that game.
You wanted to give Kirby Smart one
more
game.
He was going to retire at the end of the year. Sounds like they just expedited that process. They didn't want him to do any other SEC games. You rarely see this. You rarely see a conference or a league own up to a referee's conduct or mistakes during a game. I'm not sure if this was about the timeout or if this was about the actual ball playing in the breaking before the first half. Maybe it was both, but you almost got to commend it. I actually thought the ball did not cross the plane. That was my personal opinion, but it was so close. But the fact that they're actually making a move here, I think is actually a good thing. That is a good standard set that, hey, if you keep screwing up in games or if you make blatant errors, you're going to suffer.
I think that referee crew is going to cost Hugh Freeze's job at the end of the year. Now, you got to listen. Be better in the SEC. I'll listen to that as well. But you know, Colin, these games, it's a week-by-week league similar.
Yeah, Auburn's similar been unlucky.
Very unlucky. And if you get that touchdown there, make it 17-0 before the half. There's still a whole second half to play. I understand this, but it changes the trajectory of the game, and I think it could have changed this season as well. Hugh Freeze is about as good as done, being 0-4, already out of the college, 0-4 in the SEC, already out of the college football race.
Yeah, it's going to be an open job.
The one I feel bad for is him.
Number five.
All right, I know we talked a lot about it. I can't get enough of Bond. I can't. I can't get enough of James Bond and these movies. Colin, I'm one of those people, like, I don't care about spoilers, so, like, explain to me why we haven't gotten a Bond movie.
Well, they're rebooting it.
Okay. So I'm assuming this Bond dies, and then they're going
to... I'm not going to tell you what happens in the movies, but they're rebooting it. Craig is too old. You know, it just... It made sense. They want to go younger.
And that's...
And they got a very, very, very good director to make... They call it Bond 26, the 26th Bond movie. That they got a really great top three director working to do the movie.
Okay.
So it's going to be a big time one. He's working on, you know who did it? The guy who's directing Dune. Denis Villeneuve.
Oh, yeah.
So he is doing Bond 26 after Dune 3.
Those Dune movies, I told you this when I saw it. Now, granted, I don't go to the movie theater a lot anymore. I wish I did. But Dune 2 and Dune 1 were the best movies I've seen since, like, Infinity War. You know, and I'm a super nerd, so
it was,
like,
great
that's
in theaters.
My cup of tea.
Great
movie.
And that director is very, very good, and he is going to do that next Bond movie, and they're going to go younger. So they're trying to cast right now, figure it out.
Hey, Dame, you there? Lisan Gaib! You ever seen Dune?
I love Dune.
Lisan Gaib!
Did you see the series on HBO?
I did not watch that.
Is it worth it?
Yes. It's a prequel, so it's before...
That is worth it?
Yes. It's a very good
is
show.
Is it House... help me out.
House of the Dragon?
No. That's Game of Thrones.
House of Guinness? What are you talking about?
In Dune.
House of Atreides.
Does it have to do with House of Atreides?
Yes.
And we found out in Dune 2 that He's half of that other evil house. I need to rewatch.
Harkonnen.
There you go. So does it have to do with...
It's more on the Harkonnen side.
Okay. God, those people were...
Yep.
Bat you know what backwards.
Making the new one next Christmas. Comes out.
Yeah.
Filming it right now in Budapest.
One of my favorite scenes is when the crazy skinhead guy who tries to fight Paul at the end of the movie.
Fade Rotha.
Thank you.
Austin Butler.
Thank you. When he's in that arena and he's just fighting all those people and it's the great... Those people are weird. Great movie.
So that director is going to be doing the next James Bond movie.
Perfect.
So...
More and if I can make a suggestion to him, more hotel fight scenes with crazy lights in the background and an insane Shanghai casino with dragons and Komodo dragons.
I'll
that was
sure.
really cool.
Yeah, okay.
And then how about Bond and the fight scene with
he's showing the Bond
with that big gangster and they fall into the Komodo dragon.
Yeah,
pit.
Sure, yeah.
And he goes to fire the gun that Q gave him, and it you know it's not the fingerprint, and he can't shoot it. And then the Komodos just drag him in. Yeah, that's
number five.
I got a bit of James Bond fever.
Great scene. There's no doubt.
Amazing scene. Amazing. And I listen. I know you think I'm dead wrong here. I can't believe they killed off that girl from the casino. I forget her name, but she ran the casino for the baddie, and they killed her too early. They killed her way too early.
Listen to Mike Rizzo and myself on Russo and Rizzo on the ESPN South Florida app. Free to download on the App Store. That's Theoretically Speaking, Inter Miami, English, and Spanish. Our extended high school coverage from throughout Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. Florida Panthers, home and away games right here on the app. It's free to download. Get all the beats of South Florida sports in one place. Go download today the ESPN South Florida app. We'll blitz the book, send you off into your weekend, put together a little bit of parlay action on top of game one of the World Series. We'll make our series predictions on the other side of things. It's Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3. Oh, no.
Let's get back to the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
Russo and Rizzo, ESPN 106.3. You got game one of the World Series tonight. A couple storylines to follow. Bo Bichette is in the lineup for the Toronto Blue Jays. He's going to be starting at second base. So George Springer will stay at DH, but they got Bichette, so a little bit of offensive firepower back in the lineup. Hasn't played this postseason to this point. You get Blake Snell on the mound and Trey Yesavage on the other side. Savage on the other side for Toronto. This is an important game in Toronto that where the Dodgers have had a week off. The Toronto's had a little less time off, about 4 or 5 days. And we'll see if one team comes out flat and one team doesn't. I would argue that this is a more important game for Toronto to win spiritually. They got to show that they can beat the Dodgers, that the Dodgers can bleed. But Mike and I got to make a couple picks against the spread. Let's put together a couple parlays. Let's have some fun. Let's blitz the book, presented by Hard Rock Bet.
Send some heat. Pin your ears back. It's time to blitz the book. Presented by Hard Rock Bet.
All right, blitz the book, Hard Rock Bet on ESPN 106.3. Download the app today, and you can get started. Bet just $5, win your $5 bet, and then get $150 in bonus bets immediately. It is that easy. That is on the Hard Rock Bet app. All right, anything you're hot on?
All right, I'm coming in hot immediately, and I know you're going to be down on it. Give me UCLA plus the 26 points at Indiana.
Oh.
Give me that. I took Michigan
State. You're dying for Indiana to lose.
No, I'm not. I took Michigan State last weekend, and they covered.
I'm fine with this. UCLA plus 25.5.
Neuheisel's dad, right, who works for CBS.
Yes, Rick.
Picked them to win.
UCLA to win?
Give me UCLA. He picked them to win.
Outright. Why do you think he picked them to win? His son's the offensive coordinator.
That's theme magic and mojo.
That's not theme magic and mojo. That's you deciding you want the team that your son is coaching to win.
That's
you're acting like that was a big shock. That's not a shock. If he chose Indiana, I would be confused.
Let me open up the curtain a bit. Buckeyes on a bye. Dude, I have a Saturday off for the first time. Dame, what do you think? 9 weeks? 10 weeks?
Probably since the start of the MLS.
12 weeks? 5 months? Colin, the hate watch is real this weekend. You got to give me UCLA and those 26 points, mate.
Fine.
All right.
We can deal with that.
You're up.
Let's do the MLB tonight. We always get burned with doing the MLB
we
game
do.
At the
we
start.
We kind of do. I mean, here's the thing. Do we want run line? Like
runs. Over or under?
I mean, I think it's under. The Dodgers are playing. What is it? 6.5?
7.5.
Under.
I'm fine with that as well.
I hate to not root for runs because that means
they're
going to
be figuring each other out. there's more of a chance that the bats are quiet than the arms.
Here's my thing. If it's the under advantage Dodgers, and I want Toronto to win tonight, but I like the under just because Blake Snell, the last time we saw him, what, 8 innings? Should have went in the 9th inning. Roberts made a mistake. Didn't burn him, though. They didn't lose the game. I like the under.
How about Ole Miss at Oklahoma? Ole Miss coming off a loss at Georgia, but they're +4.5 at Oklahoma.
Ole Miss played well. Now, I can't say anymore, and Georgia fan might disagree with me. Dude, I don't think Georgia's defense is any good this year. I wonder, Oklahoma is a top defense. Numbers-wise, go ahead.
When you're thinking about that, here's another one I just stumbled upon in the Hard Rock Bet app that I'm intrigued in. Number 16, Virginia at North Carolina, 11.5.
Oh, let's hammer that. Dude, I've never seen, I don't think I've ever seen anything like Bill Belichick and the Tar Heels right now.
I'm fine with that.
They're 0-2 in the ACC. Virginia, by the way, playing for everything. How about that? Virginia, after Miami losing, I think they control their own destiny as far as
ACC. Yeah, they do. Miami needs them to lose. Right. Miami needs them to lose.
So I like them minus that. I like them favored in those points, definitely.
All right, so you're in on that. In terms of some of the other big games for the weekend, Vanderbilt, Missouri. Vanderbilt's favored by 2.5. Any strong opinion there?
I think we stay away. If anything, I like Vandy. If anything, I like Pavia and Vandy.
I would stay away from that. That's a game I don't love. I'm going to be completely honest with you on that front.
Is there
Texas, Mississippi State? Texas is favored by 6.5. How Texas is still favored is beyond me.
Hear me out. Actually, I need your opinion.
How about this?
I need your opinion on this quickly. Do we fade your Badgers again?
I was going to say, -31.5. Let's take Oregon.
32 points. 32 points.
What, Mike, and? Oregon runs up the score.
They try to.
They scored 50 points. They use this as target practice. They did that against
they
Rutgers last
well
week.
They didn't play well against Northwestern. But they didn't play against well
Rutgers
against
last week. Rutgers last week, they did target practice.
Let me check quickly. I'm about 80% in, but let me check their schedule. They didn't play well against Penn State. They didn't play well against Indiana.
They played well
they
against Penn State.
Well against
they played well against Penn State. Continue.
Penn State stinks, but all right, let's do it. 31.5. You got me. They beat Rutgers 56-10. I think Rutgers is comparatively better.
Here's one that I actually love. Michigan State's at home against Michigan. They're getting 14.5 points.
Oh, my God. You're going to let us take Michigan State?
I'm all in on that.
Let's go.
I don't know if there's something going on. Dude, is Child stop playing?
Dude, get that ridiculous Spartan mascot with the giant head and the skirt. Get the swords out.
We're going to have to check that. That's ridiculous. Why is that line
dude,
like that?
Dude, because it's the...
That's a rivalry game.
Colin, it's... Please don't yell at me for this, but it's everybody buying into the big brand of Michigan thinking they're a good football team. That's what it is.
No, it's not.
Mate, that's what it is.
No, it's not. It sounds like Aiden Childs is playing.
Makes sense of this. How is Michigan ranked this week? That's
they're
like,
only ranked
that tells
because
you everything.
They're only ranked because there is an NBC primetime game when USC is on a bye. So USC's not even playing. Michigan could win and probably be in the top 25 and somebody else moves out. And USC's back in. They do it for TV purposes. I agree with you. It's stupid.
It's a disgrace. They do it for TV. They're a good team against Ohio State. They're an average team at best against everybody else. Is that fair?
Yeah. Okay. How about this? Last one. We got 5 bets in the parlay. I'm willing to add one more. Texas A&M, LSU. I don't have a strong opinion. It's a night game at LSU, which is an impossible game to win. All right. Over 48.5.
Over
48.5.
I would go under. Hear me why I think we should take LSU.
A&M's got a bad defense and a great offense.
What's the line for LSU? They're probably favored, right?
No, they're not. +2.5.
We take LSU. This is, if Kelly loses this game, I think he's fired it. Dude, it's to the point where BK needs to win out to make the college
football. So now we're putting a bunch of trust in Brian Kelly?
At home. At home.
That doesn't.
One of the hardest places to play in the country.
That I agree with.
They're undefeated at home.
That I agree with.
They beat some pretty good teams in that stadium before.
I can hear the argument that Texas A&M is due to lose, but I would have rooted for the offense. I can listen to this +2.5.
I think it's
I don't love it. I'm going to be honest. I don't love it. But
must win in Death Valley.
I just don't think LSU's all that good.
I don't think A&M's all that good.
I think A&M's quite good. I think their offense is quite good. Their defense is not quite good. But their offense is quite good.
I think they run into a buzzsaw on that LSU defense. If Nussmeier can do anything offensively, anything, I think LSU wins that football.
That's a +4,800 parlay with Hard Rock Bet. +4,800 is as follows. We get UCLA. Actually, we'll start with the Dodgers tonight. Dodgers Blue Jays under on the total runs, 7.5. I don't love that, rooting for that, but I think it's the right move. UCLA is plus 25.5 at Indiana. We're taking that.
My bet.
Virginia minus 11.5 at North Carolina. Favorite. Oregon against Wisconsin. In Oregon, minus 31.5.
Collins bet.
That's an easy one. Michigan State at home against Michigan, plus 14.5. That's a no-brainer in my opinion.
Love it.
Michigan State plays Michigan tough.
Love it.
And then LSU plus 2.5. At home against Texas A&M.
I'll claim that. I think they outright win the football game.
That's $1 into $50. Damien, do you have any strong opinions on what we took here? Do you like any of these? Do you like the Michigan State plus 14? Do you like LSU, actually, against
The one that scares me, honestly, is the Oregon plus 31. That's a lot of points.
Minus 31. I'm kind of with him on that.
I'm so confident.
Is that in Eugene?
It's at Autzen. It's at Autzen.
Yes.
But I think...
Yes.
This is Big Ten Mike speaking here. You know, last time we saw them at Autzen, they lost to Indiana, but Indiana's comparatively a lot better football team than Wisconsin.
You know, Wisconsin hasn't scored since October 4th?
Wisconsin's all-time bad.
It's like since the 1800s, it's the first time Wisconsin got shut out in back-to-back games. How does Fickell, and they're buying into him too. Are they just saying that, Colin? Or are they buying time?
They can't afford him. That's why. How about this? Let me throw this out for you. In these games, Oregon has scored 30-plus points. They scored 59 in week one, 69 in week two, 34 in week three, 41 in week four. They had Penn State, which was a 30-point game. Indiana, they scored only 20, and then they mustered up 56 points against Rutgers last week. All right, so if we're under the impression that they could score 35-plus points, are you under any impression that Wisconsin is going to score more than 7? No.
Probably not.
We're playing the odds. Minus 31.5. We are continuing to fade Wisconsin until they give us reason. If they burn us, fine.
Yeah.
If they burn us, fine. You take a $10 bet here, you make $500. Six bet parlay. One thing that burned us last week is we hit every single one last week except for the Brewers on a 7,000 parlay, plus 7,000.
And that was the game Shohei Ohtani had the greatest game of all time.
Got burned. That was a waste. Let's lock that in. There we go.
6 innings pitched, 10 strikeouts, 3 home runs.
Yeah, watched it right here in studio.
And guess what band of misfits bet the Brewers?
That was a bad bet.
Wrong side of history.
Bad bet, which is why I don't like doing it. I don't know who's going to win this game.
I think that was our... We've done some pretty bad bets on this show. I think that was the worst bet we ever made.
Yeah, That was a bad beat.
I don't know why the hell we thought the Brewers were going to win.
Well, our worst bet of all time was taking the Raiders against Kansas City 2 weeks ago or a week ago in that divisional game where they lost 34-0. We took the Raiders plus 13.5.
The issue, Colin, we did that for the first 4 weeks of the season, man.
Yeah, that was bad. We also took the Dolphins against the Colts week 1 of the season where they lost 31-6.
Week 2, we took the Bengals at the Vikings.
We took the Bengals at Jacksonville, or home against Jacksonville.
But we also took the Bengals on the road against the Vikings.
Yeah, where they lost by 55 points.
Where the defense for the Vikings scored about 35 points.
That was also a rough one. That wasn't the best one in the world. But this is where we turned it around.
That was terrible. But yeah.
World Series prediction, what's it going to be?
Dodgers in 5. Dodgers in 5. Toronto wins one of these games at home. It goes back to LA, and we don't see it go back to Toronto.
I kind of agree. I unfortunately think this is going to be a 5-game series. I am rooting for a 4-game series. I'm rooting for this to be lopsided so the owners have bulletin board materials so when they go to these labor strike union meetings and they say, we need a salary cap and a salary floor, that's what they
put. I want to agree with you, but I don't look forward to not having baseball for almost 2 years.
It's for the greater good.
I mean, Kyle, if we don't have... You know the players aren't going to budge. And you know how the owners, I mean, a bunch of billionaires being told what to do by players.
It's going to be a war. Well. It's going to be a war. That's going to not only for over a year from now, but that's just what I'm rooting for. Weirdly enough, I'm rooting for the betterment of baseball in the long term. I want to see great games. Hopefully we do see great games. If it's a 7-game series, I'm certainly not going to complain. But that's just how it goes. That's Mike Rizzo. That's Damian Perez. Appreciate him keeping us up over the airwaves. Listen to some Inter Miami broadcast tonight starting around 8:25. Pregame starting much before that on ESPN 106.3. If you miss any of our show, listen back at Russo and Rizzo, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, all those great places. This has been Colin Russo, Mike Rizzo, and Damian Perez saying so long. We'll see you next time. Listen to Saturday Tailgate tomorrow, 9 a.m. But this has been Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.